Blog Talk Radio.
Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. To me, this world is a wonderful place. I'm the luckiest human in the human race. I've got no silver and I've got no gold, but I've got happiness in my soul. Happiness to me is an ocean tide, a sunset fading on a mountainside, a big old heaven full of stars above, when I'm in the arms of the one I love. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Happiness is a field of grain, turning its face to the falling rain. I see it in the sunshine, breathe it in the air. Happiness, happiness everywhere. A wise old man told me one time, happiness is a frame of mind. When you go to measuring a man's success, don't count money, count happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. I got more than my share of happiness.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It's Wednesday. It is Wednesday, and you know what happens on a Wednesday? We have a special guest. So welcome, everybody, to Raising the Vibration, and yes, we do it with love. My name's John Sabin. You can get me on all the W's, spiritualmedium.org.uk. My email is John, J-O-N, at spiritualmedium.org.uk. And you can get all my information on the website and how to get hold of me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, etc., etc. So I hope you guys have been having a fantastic week. We had a great show on Sunday. We did have a few technical issues on Sunday, so I don't know what was going on with Blog Talk Radio, but hopefully they've sorted things out a little bit there for us tonight. And yes, we do have our special guest coming on in just a few moments. But I've got to tell you about the coming weeks as well. Loads of stuff happening all over the place, loads of spiritual events and things that are happening all around the different areas. Next week, we do have another special guest coming on next week by the name of Lorraine Dolan. We'll probably tell you a little bit more about her later on. But in the meantime, we're going to say a big hello to a very good friend of mine, and who's a fantastic medium and energy reader. So, John Sherry, welcome back.
Hello, John. Thank you for inviting me. Happy vibes to you and everyone out there. It's been a good week, hasn't it? There's been some good vibes around.
Oh, it's been lovely, mate. I mean, even just with the weather alone, it's just, I mean, for me personally, it's really given me a new lease of life, and everything just seems to be starting to fall into place now and starting to happen, you know?
Yeah, and I think it's interesting that obviously we're in the Northern Hemisphere, a lot of people in the Southern Hemisphere, so you're talking about the weather. Even a bit of a tutorial to start, energy does not necessarily relate to the weather. Sometimes we feel good because it's a sunny day. But when the vibes are hitting the planet and there's things we're all going to benefit from, you could live in Alaska and you could feel it. Man, those polar bears this day must be tripping.
Yeah, absolutely. So, John, for those that weren't with us last time, just tell us a bit about yourself, really.
I think the first thing to say is anyone who's gone on the spiritual journey will know that it isn't a straight line. I've started off in sport, was my first career out of school when I wanted to do tennis, and that's what I did. I had early spiritual experiences where I saw shapes and shadows and thought, as parents did, that you were watching too many Dracula films or whatever. And it kind of disappeared until my father died. And on the night my father died, I was coming back from a tennis event and I thought I was having a heart attack. And the reason I know it was very important, because at the moment I thought I was having a heart attack. I just felt the energy drain out of my body. I couldn't breathe. I was beginning to collapse. It was 9:15 on the little display on the clock in the car. Got home to my parents to find out that he died at 9:15. And had not really had any spiritual activities up to that point. And then that night, I just felt him in the room. Again, it was like, you know, when someone comes into the room behind you, a friend, a family, you know they're there. I knew he was there. So I just began to explore my spirituality more. And I think that's a good thing for people to do. And it led me down the route of circles and experimenting with my spiritual gifts and going on to do mediumship work. But it has manifested into working more with energy, which is when I trained people in Holland, we would experiment with lots of different things. And they used to give me pictures, and the pictures would be sealed in an envelope, and I would be able to tell them everything about the energy of this particular person. And that seemed to be my forte, and I've just developed it from there. So it's never a straight line, but if you keep at it, you will get there.
Yeah, cool. So with the energy reading and stuff that you do now, you've sort of explained sort of how it's, you sort of originally got it, but how exactly does it work for you?
Yeah, for me, in the sense that there's not many, I don't know, energy readers out there, so I can only say my way of it's developed and shown itself is if I was to have a person in front of me now, let's say live, sitting physically with me, I would look at their energy and I'd place their energy to the side of them, and their energy would show me a different form. So I'd ask the energy to show itself to me. And that form could be a human form. They could be showing me as a little girl. So I have to explore why they got the energy of a little girl. Or it could show me something of, let's say, they might be a ball of thunder. So why is this person who looks beautiful and calm got this thunder going on? So I see a kind of superimposed form next to them. Like through the ether tonight, the internet connecting, I, again, just really have to sense the energy of the person. And the first thing I'll pick up is the vibration of anger, frustration, sadness, happiness. And then we explore and open up, and then I begin to see a clearer image of them. So it's more like I see two of them, the physical person, and then this like real energy beside them, next to them as another person, like a pair of twins.
Yeah. Cool. And would you, so that would be like if you did like a typical reading or consultation with somebody, obviously all that's in between. Is anything else that goes with that makes the whole sort of consultation that you have with them?
No, well, what we do is in the full energy reading, obviously I like to explore their connection to energy through their life. As in, you know, have they felt drawn to things, the intuition, do they get senses, they get hot and so on. I want to see where energy is in their life. We do explore their experience with energy. I need to connect them to it. And then when I connect them to it, it's a bit like anyone of a certain age, shall we say, was over 30, remember graphic equalizers. I begin to see a kind of graph of their energy as well, to see the peaks and highs. And I need to connect to that, so that I can connect to the same energy as them. Then we define the energy, and then what I'll try and do is help them connect to their own energy. There's various experiments and exercises we do within the reading that helps them, and then we use that energy to guide them on what to do. And there's a specific exercise that will light up the way forward for them and kind of diminish certain other options, that where one clearer way becomes shown.
Okay, that sounds cool. So is this something that, I mean, obviously everybody works completely differently, don't they? Whether spiritual mediums, I mean, all mediums work completely different. Everybody's got their own way of doing things. But is this something, an energy reading type thing? Is this something that people can do themselves?
That I don't know, because I never set out to be an energy reader in terms of I sat in circles and I want to be an energy reader. It developed. What I would say is everyone can use energy. The number one thing about, if you think about energy, is you're either drawn to something or you're pushed away by it. If you're neutral, it could be at the moment the energy isn't strong enough in either you or the situation for it to be a decision. So if you feel drawn and curious to something and it's strong enough, it's got an energy pattern, an energy alignment, an energy field that has something of you in it. The only danger of those is if you're pretty angry or very frustrated in life at the moment, you can connect yourself to other frustrating things because it's got the same field and the same movement and the same flow as you. So people can do it. It's instinct and intuition is also a very energetic based experience.
Cool. So with on your say your everyday life, is it something that you see all the time, or is it something that you just you have to have a certain point to connect into, or can you just see the energy around people all the time, or do you know what I mean?
Yes, think of if you come home from work on a dark evening, for you to see what's going on in that room, you need to switch on the light. Yeah. If you had that light on all the time, you'd burn energy and it'd cost you a fortune, and also you'd just be burning energy. That's what I effectively have to do. So it's a phrase I think you'd understand as well. You have to close down. You have to ground yourself. Otherwise, you're going to burn up, because how many billions of people are out there? 7 billion? I'd be energy everywhere. And because the whole planet is energy, I'd effectively be like an X-Man. I'd just be burning up. So I have to connect to it. And my own particular exercise, and I would encourage anyone listening who's developing their spiritual gifts with the help of support of mediums like yourself and training to develop an exercise to connect to spirit. Mine, I see myself a bit like a tree in the Amazon. And when I want to connect to the energies, I open my canopy, I open my leaves, and I see the sun shining down on me. So I stay grounded. And at the moment I then want to close down, I imagine the sun setting and I close my canopy over. And so I am just protected, and I'm just a normal tree in a normal world, therefore. So develop some kind of grounding exercise where you can open up and close down in the same manner that, because you live in the physical world, you have to be grounded in it.
That's right, yeah. So a lot of people don't, especially nowadays, the people that are doing like home circles and things like that, don't tend to get things like that, and the protection and all this, when you're working with energy and spirit and stuff like that, and getting the balance as well. Some people just tend to go all in and all out without actually doing the opening and closing. So it's definitely a good thing to do. So we're going to go to the phone lines in a minute, but just before we do, if you could just let everybody know how they can get hold of you if they want to speak to you.
Yeah, first of all, I would say, check out YouTube. Every single month I will do an energy reading on YouTube, The Energy Reader, surprisingly enough, and it'll just be the overall theme of the energy for the month. What to expect, what the dates are that I've got the highs, what the dates are where the energy is a bit lower, and anything that really you need to look out for. And then on my own website, theenergyreader.com, it's all very connected here, you see. You can see details of those posts, but also I'll do monthly blog posts with a little bit more information, the kind of people that will benefit, what to look out for, how to use the energy, how not to use the energy, and also things out there in the world that might seem to be proof or witnessing of the energy at large. And of course, then a little bit of details on the energy reading itself. But Energy Reader or YouTube. And of course, like everyone, I'm on Facebook too. So you can catch me at John Sherry Energy there as well.
Fantastic. We've got a few people in the chat room tonight. So we've got a guest 182 in there, Mark 212 and Soul 11. Hello, good evening to you lot. Any questions, fire away in the chat room. And we're going to go over to our first caller. Let's say good evening and welcome to the show. And what's your name and where'd you come from?
Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Hello, Donna. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Superb. I'm going to hand you straight over to John.
Yeah, sounds interesting. Thank you.
Donna, good afternoon. It would be wherever you are. You sound American, so it's a lovely
California.
Day for you. California. I'm jealous already. There you go. Hopefully the sun's shining on you. But as much as I say that, I feel some uncertainty with you at the moment. Your vibration came in almost a little bit of a, this is me, but I don't really know what's going on at the moment. Does that make sense?
Right. Absolutely. I'm having insomnia, and I don't know whether to take the prescription drug or if it's hormones. And it's horrible. I'm like a zombie. And even with the prescription drug,
And has this hit you only recently in the last few months?
Badly. Yeah. Nothing works. Yeah.
I would say that my energy that I'm picking up from you is you're at a crossroads in life. you're at a crossroads of, well, whether you're aware of it or not, maybe some of the things you've done, you're just looking over your shoulder at the moment about where have I got to, where am I going, what's happening, yeah. And you're in this kind of period of, I'm in a wilderness, I don't know whether to go right or hang a left or whether I go forwards or I go back, what do I do? And so the whole body's kind of come to a stationary halt, a bit like someone said, freeze, and you're like, okay. And so part of your system is saying, where do we go next? And I just say to you, get into that intuition me and John spoke about briefly there, is start to sense a little bit what the decisions you might need to do next could be. I think you know the answers. And I think, are you quite someone that's been spontaneous before and maybe dived in on things when you shouldn't?
Yes, that's happened. Yeah.
And so you're scared now a little bit or worried or reticent to make a decision on something you may feel is the right thing to do because before I didn't do it right. But did you trust your intuition before? Where previously when you got it wrong, was it because you went into your head and not into something else?
Yes.
Yeah. So I feel for you, the insomnia is your system is saying, where do we go next? And you know what to do. And either you are a little bit worried about doing it or not sure about it. I have to admit, a lot of people talk about meditation. I'm not necessarily a big meditator, but find some peaceful places. I hope there's still some in California. It's a busy place where you could just begin to listen to you and say, well, what is this the real thing I should now be doing? Because I sense a little bit of closure for you and an opening of some new doors. You've got to trust it and go with it. Connect to you in your intuition and trust that it's right. I think you've had a long period of life finishing and a new one starting. So, you know, don't go with the flow. Be the flow.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. Definitely. Yeah, I live right near a beach, so I go to the beach. Yeah, I love going
Yeah, there's
there.
Some flow I, there, I isn't there? Yeah. Yeah, so get to the waves, listen to the waves, and just get into a space where nothing matters, and then something will come up, and it'll be, I need to go with that, and I need to do that. Learn to trust that little subtle voice that you've got that's pointing the way,
mm-hmm.
And I think you know what that is, and you just need to give a big go for it if it feels right, and then the sleeping patterns will return for you as well, because I also think you've got a lot of stuff in your dreams that is going to be important for you in your next steps forward. I think there's a lot of guidance there, so we need to get back into that sleep state.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I get a lot of dreams from my mother on the other side. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah, I can feel that. So got plenty of people waiting on that side for you. John, I don't know, very briefly, if you're still there,
yeah.
I did get feelings that some of these sessions tonight, there might be the odd person who wants to come in and piggyback. Are you picking up anyone very briefly there with Donna?
I'm not actually at the minute. No, I was miles away. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm in the chat room at the minute. But yeah, carry
on. Chat room, okay. Yeah. I just think there was a lady there who was wearing some kind of sun hat. She had a sunny disposition. That's what she's telling me. It's time to, do you understand this? If I said, Donna, time to go towards the sun.
Yes. I mean, that's outlook, positive outlook. Yeah.
It's almost like a direction. It's not just an outlook. It's a hint. It's a message. It's the answer. It's the way forward. It's the door. Go towards the sun. I don't know what that means, but if there's something inside you, your intuition's telling you now, it could be, maybe it means go west or something, or go east where the sun rises or something. It's going to come up in your life soon. I think we're going to get you moving soon. Things are going to start happening for you quickly. So be prepared.
Oh,
that's
good.
All I'd say. Be prepared.
Oh, good. Oh, wonderful. Great. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, love to California. I want to pop over and say hi sometime. I need some
yeah,
sun.
Anytime.
Need some sun.
Yeah. Great.
Superb. Excellent. Well, thanks very much for calling in, Donna. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope that's helped.
Yeah, very, very much. Thank you very much.
Okay, God bless. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Awesome. Well, a great first call.
Yeah, well, I threw that in on you, John. It's just something that came up in the middle of the session. They were saying there may be some readings tonight where there could be a double session where someone will come in with a little bit at the end as well. And I wasn't aware of that until I started talking just now.
Yeah.
And I know why they've done that as well, because we'll see what happens anyway. Brilliant. Let's go and see who we have got next. Hello there. Good evening. Welcome to the show. And what's your name?
Hi. My name is Kate, also from California.
Hello, Kate. How's your day going so far?
Good. We're having a weird spike in hot weather. It'll be almost 30 degrees Celsius, like between 25 and 30.
No way. I'm so jealous. So jealous. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to hand you over to John. Thank you very much.
Well, yeah, we had a sudden spike of 5 degrees here, so there you go.
Oh, wow.
Very jealous. You've got something weighing you down, haven't you?
Yeah, kind of like the previous caller. I want to do new things, but
you've been stuck for a while. There's some situation in your life, without giving it away, that stops you moving into what you want to move into, because I see like an anchor, something weighing you down, and it's whether it's a family situation that you can't get away from or a commitment there, it's like you cannot move forward because this thing somehow isn't being resolved or won't leave you.
I think it's in my head. I think just the anchor is in my head.
Okay.
It's not really an outside situation.
Okay. But this anchor to me has got heavier and heavier. So as I see your energy, I see this anchor getting bigger and bigger. And it would suggest to me that you've had this problem in your life for a while where you would talk yourself out of things. Are you quite a mental person? As in you really try to understand the issue rather than go with the issue. You have to get your head right into everything and get the nuts and bolts.
Yes. Yeah, I think definitely.
Yeah. And sometimes I can see you almost telling yourself, I wish I could stop doing this. And then you start asking, I wonder how I could do this. Maybe I'd do it this way. So you get back into this rhythm a bit. And really, for me, your energy in your head, are you quite, is your head quite fuzzy and heavy sometimes?
Yes. Yeah. I'm very sensitive to the weather, just weird things like if it rains I'm very sensitive to the environment and certain things I can get fuzzy.
Well, that could be being an empath. An empath is someone who is very sensitive to weather and movements geographically and geometry and obviously with the sun's movement being California. But I think there's a lot of elements of you moving from a very methodical person into a more sensual person. And so what you, I think with your energy, I'm picking up don't be surprised if you get kind of sensual feelings suddenly out of the blue that you've not had for a while or I don't know why I'm feeling all sexy tonight or whatever, because that's the spirituality.
Right. Well, I know my smell is getting I'll just smell things out of nowhere. Like I'll just smell things that aren't there really, you know what I mean? But it's a real smell.
Yeah, and I think the key to here is not to resist. One of the things is that as soon as that hits your awareness, not to get the body, the mind, to say, well, that's that, and that's that. If you can work on it just is, things will open up for you. Where, you know, and it's very hard when you're quite a thoughtful person. So it's the famous count to 10 exercise. When I pick something up that comes into my awareness, I'm just going to count to 10 before I think of anything. And generally, after a while, you'll stop thinking. Some other senses will, that little gap, you'll start to fill that gap with something different. And I think there's a spirit trying to get through to you. I think there's a kind of, are you a creative person? Do you like drawing and doing stuff? Is there an artist in you?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to bring out.
I saw these kind of drawing, these swirling pictures and color. Is color very important in your life? Yeah, I'm picking up a lot of color and a lot of swirls.
Yeah, I see color for everything. I see color for energy.
So I think you need to go with that. And so when things come to you, don't analyze them. Give yourself a count to 10. Try and push it out to 20 and see what comes in that little gap of that 10 or 20 seconds. And that's going to be information, sensations. It's going to start to take over the mental capacities. And do you know what I think this could be? You're just meant to stop doing a normal life and becoming more spiritual. And that's what it is you just got to open up to. It's right. There's a father energy, someone who is like a father to you in spirit, who's very
grandfather.
much holding out a hand. Must have been a very demonstrative person, and just saying, "I'll help." He used to always help. "I'll help. I've been waiting to help." So you've got some good inspirers there, both sides. On this planet, there'll be people like me and John to help you start. And I think on the side, you've got someone that'll help you. So, go with the color. Bring on California color.
Cool. And as John was talking there, and he said about the father figure, I've got a male energy that's in here. And I've got a real pain in my chest, and it's almost like in my heart. Did somebody pass with a heart condition? Yeah. And when you were talking about the smells and stuff that were coming in as well, I can't remember what it's called. I don't know. It's one of the Claires. Is it Claire Guston or something like that?
There is a name for it. Yeah.
Yeah, there is a name for it. You'll probably find that the smells that you're getting, they're giving to you that's either something to do with them, also just to let you know that they are around you. As John says, you've definitely got something to do. So, get out there and do it. And a lot of people say to themselves, I can't do stuff like that. And that's when they start thinking themselves.
I'm not creative or whatever,
Okay, you don't need to be creative. Give it a go, Creativity is it's in with all of us, we all have our certain flair, just finding that right one for us, awesome.
Can I just put one thing in very briefly? Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
I'm sensing that this empath, maybe you've got the colors of the planet. Maybe you've got the colors and the energy of nature. Maybe there's some sense that you are picking up the greater colors of the universe on this planet or of nature. Wow. And that's the colors and the swirls you're picking up. And that's why you're feeling it when the weather's strong. So that's just a sense I've got. But you've got to feel for you what the right direction is on that.
Do you have a method about remembering dreams? Because I try not to move. I've heard when you wake up, don't move immediately and let the dream keep in your consciousness. But still, when I wake up to write it down, it seems to be gone just from that moment of waking up to write it down.
I'm not John. For me personally, there's two things. A, if it's so important you remember it, me and John often talk about our various dreams. And the other thing is, if you don't remember it, it's going into your subconscious and your higher conscious as a guide on what to do. So you'll be remembering it anyway. You just won't logically be doing it. And that's the mental side wanting to know again. The spiritual side said, we've got it already. We got the memo. It's cool.
Okay. Got it. That's a good point.
Awesome. Brilliant. We hope that's helped. Thank you very much for calling in.
All right. Thank you very much for the show.
Have a lovely hot day there.
I sure will.
Take care. Bye-bye. Awesome. Yeah, I mean, with dreams as well, I mean, as you know, we end up having loads of awesome, mad dreams. And sometimes, as she says, when she moves and she loses them, sometimes we're just not meant to know at that time, what that dream's all about. And it will come when it's ready, We do have... I've got to go down the times on this because I know there's somebody sat at the bottom for some reason and they've been waiting for a while, so we'll get hold of our next caller. Hello and welcome
to
the show. Hello, how are you?
Hi. Good. I'm very well, thank you. My name is Sharon from Ohio.
Hello, Sharon. I'm going to pass you straight over to John.
Hi, Sharon. I've had the pleasure of Ohio with Akron. I've been there once. It's far away, beautiful people and so on. You're excited, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I started a new job last week. I'm driving home right now.
We'll be safe. We'll keep the signs, the green lights for you. I'll work on them for you.
This job's a keeper, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something about, I've got a feeling that this something in you matches something in this. There's some excitement to you where you feel you can take you and take you somewhere in it. A bit like you've suddenly got yourself on a roller coaster ride that's going to go somewhere fun for you. It's as if now you've got a chance to show your potential.
Yep, I haven't. It took me almost 2 years to find a job. I was temping and contracted, but this is what I really want to do. It's a great job. It's benefits, a salary. I just want to make sure you don't see. I mean, I feel that it's going to work out. That's what I'm trying to say.
I feel it's already worked out because if you talk about a vibration, you're aligned with this. And I'm seeing something like a career move here for you. It's a good choice to make. There's a possibility of going sideways. I don't know if it's quite involved with there's legal stuff. There's going to be stuff to study or have to do. Yeah, I'm seeing legal stuff. I'm seeing papers. And I think this is good because you want to get your teeth into this in a lot of ways. And you feel you can make a difference within this framework. So I think this can, and is it to do with anything to do with governments or important like legal structures and things like that? Like legislation or something?
Yes. Securities. It's all legal, securities, brokerage and stuff like that. Stocks and bonds and stuff like that.
Yeah, and that's where I get this
excitement. It's the legal side of it, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're going to say, you asked me the question, you knew the answer already, and if anything, you're just going to keep increasing your salary here because you're going to give a lot of time and energy to it. My only, I'm not taking anything off this, 99.9% of this is great. The point one is don't go so fast so soon. Get the pace.
I know,
I'm picking up that you're someone that you want to go for it. You're already on that horse to the sunset. So I'd say just get your feet into the table, get to know some influential people because you're very good at that. You're good at being able to talk to people and get to know the right people. Take your time and show them your credentials. Then the flow can happen. A bit like a plane taking off, we need to build some speed. When we're in the jet stream, we can flow. So there's some exciting moves for you, probably about 18 months' time, and you've thought about the fact this job can help you relocate or go somewhere. It can, but just take your time to get into it. So
I know.
A bit like when you're driving, get off that accelerator pedal, girl, you know?
Oh, I don't have a tick. No, I'm a turtle driver. But anything
That's
else?
Good.
Do you see anything else or just anything else you can say? That was wonderful.
Yeah, and I think also for you, you're in a little bit in the background. I'm going to go do personal. There's kind of like, I'd like to get relationships sorted out.
I know, and
it's like yeah, I've heard that before. We keep going on, not going anywhere. It is what it is kind of thing. And you're concerned about whether you give to the career and what that will do with it. Do you know what? I feel the excitement in the career. You tell me this. You give me a color to represent this new start for you. Give me a color. What is it? What is it?
Yellow.
And give me a color from where you've been. Relationships, life, whatever.
Brown.
Okay, where is this? What is that saying to you? You come out of the mud, you come out of the heavy stuff, you're now getting going into the sun. So I just say, go with it. Don't think too much. In the past, I think you sold yourself down the river for people. You held yourself back for others. You did things to make yourself fit. No more. It's your time.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you so much.
And remember your friends when you're sitting in the legislature, huh?
I know. Listen, both of you, thank you. Have a wonderful day, okay?
Take care. Have a safe journey home.
Take care. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my button's not going. Oh, there we go. Oh, what some lovely calls we've had this evening. We're going to say in the chat room tonight, we've got Walk With Spirit. Welcome to the show. Supernatural Radio. Good evening. Welcome to you guys. Sol 11, Princeton Ballerina, Mark 212, Guest 191, and a few other guests we've got in there as well. Welcome, everybody, to the show. This is Raising the Vibration with myself, spiritual medium John Sabin, and tonight our special guest is John Sherry. If anybody else has got any questions for John in the chat room, feel free to ask. We've got John, we've got Sol 11 in the chat room. She's asking if there's any past loved ones coming for me or anything in general. She says anything in general from Sol 11.
Anything general? What, in terms of energy?
Yeah. Can you pick up on the Sol 11 and
Sol 11?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what we can see on her. I feel a little bit of a nervousness, a little bit of introverted, a little bit in nature. Isn't one of putting herself out there. I say herself, so I don't even know if it's a female. That's what I've picked up. And you know, really wants to develop a bit more on confidence and a bit more of getting out there and doing that. Yes, absolutely. I would just say for the energy, keep it simple. Do simple things, bit of music, bit of dancing, simple stuff like that. I think she's someone that has been quiet for a long time and now wants to kind of do a bit more in life. very interested by the spiritual zone of things, really interested, unsure on the direction to go, experiment, especially the healing, and something to do with her voice. It's a very beautiful voice. She won't open up with it. She won't share it. There's a vibration on that voice. That's all I could say. She could be a voiceover artist. Everyone says singer, but there's something like that. Just to try and get that confidence back into her, work on developing her own voice and her own confidence. It's a good time to do so. She's waited a long time.
Excellent. Lovely. Thank you very much. Right, we're going to go over to next caller. We've got a couple of callers in line. We've got area code 337, then 908 and 402 coming up next. Okay. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
All right, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name's Candace. Nice to
Hello,
meet you.
Hello, Candace. Nice to meet you too. I'm going to hand you over to John.
Candace, good day.
Hi.
Hi there, Candace. Yeah, I've got a lot. You know what? When the energy first came in, I've got someone's like, I don't know what I'm doing here. You know, I think, I don't just mean in life. I mean, in this spiritual show, I'm like, I'm looking for answers. I don't know where to look for them. I'm looking for solutions. I don't know where to look for them. I'm unsure of certain things at the moment. And again, I talked about that call, a bit of nervousness. You're going through a situation that, I don't know, are you a little bit upset and sad about kind of what's happening? You've become a little bit, I'll say heartbroken, but a little bit low because of things.
Been going through some things and I guess really thinking some things are, you know, doing a whole lot better and everything like that, and working on my career and stuff with my music and stuff, and I kind of met somebody that's pretty much that was in the music stuff, and it's just very interesting because I don't know. I felt a connection with him, and I thought he felt the same way, but I just don't know anymore because it's like, this is something that's really important to me.
Everything's got mixed up. Everything's got mixed up recently. I'm looking at your energy, and I'm seeing like a washing machine, and I've got everything in there, and it's going around and around and around and around and around and around. So I've got butterflies. I've got nervousness. I've got you know, bad things going on in my stomach. I don't know what I'm doing. I've kind of lost a little bit of touch about what's going on. I've kind of been, if you like, derailed. Would that make sense?
A little bit. Not completely derailed.
And to me, the energy is your music. That's where the energy is. And you've kind of moved off that because the relationship's taking your eye off the ball a little bit, because we all want to be loved, don't we?
I guess I just thought that there was a connection even there with the music, not so much even at the relationship, because I don't even think that would be something that could even work out between me and him. I don't know. I just don't know.
I think the music's the one for me. I can really sense that I think something in you exploring music, I can hear music when I hear your voice. And that's the direction I want to go on. I almost think that, I mean, forgive me if this is wrong, but at times maybe you've been derailed constantly by something you're into, and then something else comes along, and you get sometimes too lose focus of the thing you were doing and kind of move a little bit to focus on that, and then you've got to come back. I think we've got to keep it on one thing and let that thing develop and put your heart and your soul into that. And anything you're needing, like your love and your money, will come around that. But you keep carrying a little bit of detours in life to explore things and then have to come back onto the main road again?
No, I've been really just straight focusing on my music. I haven't been in I've been divorced since 2012. I haven't dated anybody. And just my focus has really been on my music.
I didn't say it was relationships. I said sometimes just detoured. I mean, it could be detoured into I'm doing music, but actually that thing there interests me as well. I think it doesn't necessarily have to be a relationship where the detour's been. I think you just go down the line and where you want to get to, and some of the things you need to put your energy in to get to that needs to be the focus now for the next time period, the next year or two. And everything else will come from when you get to that point in a couple of years' time. And don't doubt yourself. You've got something. Don't doubt it. Don't let that inner voice of yours kind of sometimes question it.
Well, it's not even that. It's just, I guess maybe I thought that was a connection there between me and this guy, and I don't know. I don't even know if that was even, you know, worth even really trying to even do, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So what's your instinct on it? What would be?
I don't know. I'm so, right now, I'm so confused.
Okay, my instinct, my energy up for you is it's letting go of it for it to become what it is. You're holding on to a little bit of what you kind of would like it to be in shaping it up in your mind. Just let go of it a little bit and focus on the things you need to do. It's as if it's holding on to you a bit too much. And so it's beginning to drain a little bit of your spark. And we all want love, and I've been there too. I think most of us in the world.
I'm not looking for no relationship or anything. I'm just really trying to focus on my career, and I thought this guy was being able to help me take me to the next level. I just maybe thought that there was something that maybe he could have helped me with, some growing my music, and I guess I was wrong about him then.
Well, there you go. That's it. At the end, you said you were wrong about him, so that's okay. Take the lesson. Keep the focus on the music. I love the fact you keep saying that I'm really focused on that. That's where I feel your energy is good. And just, you know, that person
you
and...
I'm sorry?
If that person's not right in a way, then, as you know, for your music in some way, just send them away with love and thank them for what they taught you and you know, just let go of it and let go of the confusion as well.
Do you see anything regarding my music, anything that's
I said, I think a couple
tonight.
Of years down the line, there is some development for you. You need to keep at it. And I think at the moment, you need to really develop that niche into a particular thing and work on that thing. And I think, I'd be honest, I think maybe 2 years from now, you're going to be talking to people who are interested in the kind of thing you do. But you need to be very focused on, I don't know what music it is, but it could be dance, it could be hip-hop, it could be gospel, it could be anything, that you put your energy into developing your own voice of that. And keep with it. And I think in about 2 years' time, doors will open and people will say, okay, tell me about this. Tell me about you. But you have to keep focused on that and make your music your life.
I'm just been focusing, and it feels like the further I get, the more I try, it's like the further I get, and I've sacrificed everything to focus on my music. And now it's starting to make me question, did I make the right decision? Because I'm starting to really, a lot of things in my life ain't going the way that it should. And I'm just tired.
Yeah, I mean, I've been there because it's no secret. I've said it before. 3 or 4 years ago, I was in an empty house. I put everything into my work and friends let me have their empty house. I had nothing. And of course, we fear failure, don't we? We think, why am I doing this? And then it's in those lowest moments that the journey changes, you know. And so someone's saying to me, this girl's got something. Do you know what? What you're feeling right now, that's something you're going to put into your music. And that's going to make the difference for you. You're going to be able to share something from now, from your heart. Because you care, don't you? You care. You're not just doing music for the sake of music. You're doing it to make a difference. So keep at it. I've been
so
where you've been,
Jonathan.
2 years
from now, things will get a little bit better. 2 years from now, things will start to get better.
Yeah, I say, you keep at it, and in a couple of years, I see some doors opening for you. I can't say it's tomorrow, but I'll be honest that it's better have doors in the future when you can have this most beautiful sound rather than tomorrow when it's not real. There's more real ahead of you. And you need to come here today so people could help you and inspire you and say, from spirit and energy, to say, we know what you're going through, okay? These are the moments. So they believe in you. We all believe in you. So, you know, you've got something. Keep going. And then I want you to come back on this show, and I want you to sing a song to John. Okay, John, bad luck. You're going to have a singing show now in a couple of years' time, and it'll be a spiritual song. You've got to write it as a spiritual song.
Well, okay. Do you know what? While you've been talking, all I seem to be getting is on your own, And I feel that you've got to work at this, like John says, but I feel you've got to do it on your own. I feel that you've got to go through all the challenges that you need to go through, that Spirit is sending you to build you up. All these experiences and all these emotions that you're having now are going to make your songs. And while I was sitting there a minute ago, all I could get was somebody was shouting at me was Adele, Adele. And I'm sure you've heard of Adele. And when she did her first album, it was all about her experiences with relationships and life that made it so made the album so successful, because it was so passionate about her life and about what she'd gone through, you know. And that's what I feel is going to be a great starting point for you. Everything that you're going through now, I feel that I should be taking notes and stuff as well of the stuff that I've been through, and the emotional stuff that I've been through as well, and using that in stuff that I can write for songs. You know, you may not get the tune to go with them just yet, but you will have the words for the songs there ready for when everything else falls into place. Okay.
All right, thank you.
No,
I think
problem
it's,
at all.
I feel it's a turning point. So I feel it's a turning point.
You in 2 years, open something up. I feel like I'm getting in the place in my life. I'm old. I'm getting too old for this. I've been working at this since I was 14. I'm 30, about to be 33. And I was like,
you're a young girl, you're just starting, and it's at these points when people give up is the moment when they find their genius. So
this guy
keep
was
at it.
Basically a fluke, or this is something that I thought this actually, so this was actually just a fluke.
You can do it, and both me and John feel it's a good thing.
I was just asking, so the guy was a fluke, and he wouldn't have been able to help me.
No, John was right. It's your thing. You've got to own your own voice, and you own it, and people will take from it. You are better than that. You've got your own brilliance, and that's the thing that's going to be coming out now from all these emotions, and then it's going to go, wow, who is this woman?
Yeah.
That's what I've been thinking. That's what I thought they said. You know, it's like
yeah, they can see it. They're going to take it from you. Don't let them take it from you. You do it for you.
Yeah, it's yours. You own it. It's your life. Express it into the songs that you want to put out there, and it will work.
And I want a signed copy.
Thank you.
Bless
all right,
you.
Bless you.
Look after yourself.
Thanks for calling. Take care. Oh, bless her. Oh, well, it's 20 past 10 almost. We've got about 40 minutes left in the show. Quite a few people in the chat room tonight. It's got a little bit quiet, actually. We've got Walk With Spirit saying hi there. Welcome. We've got a couple more callers in, if anybody else wants to call in with any questions for John. So just a quick reminder, John, for those that have just joined us, what is it exactly that you do with your energy readings?
So basically, everyone is a ball of energy. Everything in the universe is energy from a table. It's atoms and nuclei pulled together, and we're a living ball of energy. And I'm able to sense that energy and what the real energy is, the underlying energy of it. You would just talk about a sports side and say they've got this. We can tell there's something wrong. They're not playing together. It's almost that energy, that kind of underlying behind energy that people have that I can pick up. And then I can see what that form of it is, and then be able to define it to obviously the person concerned. So it's it gets your energy almost to speak effectively.
Fantastic, cool. I'm just we've got somebody here at the minute actually that we want to send some healing to that lovely lady that just called in. So we're going to send lots of love and lots of intention for everybody that's listening. If you'd like to send the intention of some love and some healing and some positivity and courage and strength for the young lady that's just called in. Okay, we're going to go over to our next caller. Hello.
Hello, this is Carolyn. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hello, Carolyn. How are you today? New Jersey.
New Jersey. The Garden State. It's the Garden State.
Awesome. I'm going to hand you over to John.
I've also
Thank
been
you.
To New Jersey as well. So there you go. It's okay. The states that I've been to. I haven't been to a lot of them, but I've been to New Jersey. So it is the Garden State as well. Absolutely. So beautiful. So Okay, I'm picking up questions around you at the moment without giving me any details. I'm seeing lots of question marks. Would that be right for you at the moment?
Yes.
And quite a few. And it's as if you've got bogged down with more questions than answers. It's as if whatever the situation is there's more. If I find an answer, suddenly there's another three questions. Is that where you've kind of got to, where it's like more questions than answers in life at the moment?
Yeah. Yes.
And I feel an energy of you withdrawing a little bit from a situation, or withdrawing a little bit from communication, or a scenario, or just from life, where you said, I need to step back and a little bit keep myself to myself, away from everyone, because it's not got a bit too much, but it's right now I can't handle the constant questions without knowing what to do.
Yeah, I did get away from a situation. I decided, and with that comes another question: did I do the right thing, or am I like I have a question? Is it me who's feeling this, or is it? I know I saw stuff that I didn't like, so I just stepped away, and that's what I do now. I just like when somebody. They expect a lot out of me, and I just step away because, hey, I don't get paid to do
yes.
stuff.
Now,
that's where I'm at.
The way it works with spirits, and if John's around, he'll laugh at us,
yeah.
is straight away, they've got a great sense of humor, because the first thing I'm going to do to you is I'm going to ask you a question. Because that's the way it works. And the question is, so you've just told me everything that the situation is, and I'm thinking, so what are you going to ask now? Because you've just said exactly what you should be doing and trusting. You know to withdraw. You know it's not right. So what you're going to ask a question about a question here. To me, it's you are absolutely right with what you're sensing and feeling, and you just keep doing it.
Thank you. Because I, you know what it is? I question my gift. That's the bottom line. I question my gift. I know I'm intuitive, and I know what's the right thing, what's the wrong thing, and I know when somebody's taking advantage of me, and I know everything, but I mean everything that has to do with me. But I just don't, it's that lack of trust, maybe, but I'm learning. I'm like learning to listen to my inner voice. I'm learning to put everything into perspective, like on my own, you know, using my own discernment, mm-hmm. you know, that's the way. What's going on?
You found yourself in this, haven't you?
Oh, my, yes. It's 2016 has been a year of new discovery.
Yeah, and this is who you've always been meant to be. And so the only question is, perhaps why has it taken so long? Because it's so good. It feels so right. It's hard to trust because I've waited so long for it, and it's so me that you're scared to trust it. A bit like an animal in a cage, and it's been, there you go, off you go, you're free now. And you're like, yeah, really? That's where you're at. So you keep going. You're free.
Thank
I love
you.
It.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're
so the only question is, when are you going to start?
Today.
Good girl. You got it. I love it. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's easy. Life is simple. You know, you just need those solutions. I give solutions to everybody else. Why can't I come up with my own solutions? So thank you.
Bless you. Bless you. Just, yeah, I love it. Absolutely. It makes me feel so good.
Oh, thank you.
New Jersey,
you.
You've just got a new star energy person. She's on her way.
Oh, I want to cry now. Okay. Oh,
bless you.
And about the other caller, I wish, you know, if she is listening, tell her to pay attention to what's happening to Gwen Stefani, because it's exactly parallel lives with the same the caller before.
Mm.
Tell her to get inspiration from Gwen Stefani as well. And Adele,
yes.
Who doesn't? But Gwen Stefani is going through, and how she came out of it was through music, writing music, composing music, that she wasn't doing anything before. So that's another.
That's beautiful,
Cher.
Thank you.
Model. Yeah.
Thank you. And
no, bless you.
Thank you.
All
the
best. Take care. Look after yourself.
For the call.
Bless you. Take care. Bye bye.
Have a lovely evening. Thank you.
And you. Bye bye. Well, yeah, another great caller, and it's funny because we all go through that that trust thing, don't we? At the beginning, I mean, I know I went through it, and some of the people that I'm helping to develop and stuff, you know, and I see them go through it as well. There's a friend of mine that she's always like, I can't do it, and then something will happen, and you know, and she can do it, and I'll say, well, you can't do it, can you? She's like, no, but you know, it's just that trust, getting up there, trusting that spirit or the energy that will work with you. It's kind of hard, but yeah, you know, it's getting that trust that it works, and you know, everybody gets their confirmation, don't they, John?
Everyone gets a confirmation their way. At the end of the day, the way I would just describe it very briefly, the Mayans talked about, you know, 2012, are we going to the end of the world? And basically a polarity shift in the planet. No, this was about individuals. We're going to move from the head to the spirit, the heart, the intuition, the soul. So when they saw a person, they thought it was a planet. It's us moving into a kind of more sensitive side. And of course, if you hear the theme, and if you, we had this last time, there seemed to be a theme running through the whole evening. The theme very much for the whole evening tonight has been very in my head. I can't, you know, I know it feels right, but my head says I can't understand it. That's where things are going. And we can very briefly talk about the April energy forecast. It's on YouTube, but it fits tonight, because what the energy for April for everyone on the planet, the theme is of kind of letting go and releasing. And what that means is you let go of what you thought the way should be and release yourself and go and release your gifts. So if anyone listening tonight is going through I really feel I want to do spiritual art, or I really feel I want to go to this commune and learn, I really feel I want, then go with it. It's been in you long enough and it's strong enough. The old phrase, long enough and strong enough, then it's for you and go with it. Your head only knows information and facts. It's your intuition, your deeper connections that know what's coming for you. So strong enough and long enough, go with it.
Excellent, yeah, and trust everything that you get. Awesome, right, let's go over to our next caller. Hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
That's all right, welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, John, this is Sharon. I'm in
Nebraska.
Hi.
Oh, how is it? What's it like in Nebraska?
You know, it's flat and hilly. You know, it's not as flat as everybody thinks. I don't know. It used to be a really good place.
Oh.
I don't know about now. Yeah.
Oh dear.
Well, it's lucky we don't know Nebraska.
In the middle of...
yeah. Well, keep your chin up. I'm going to hand you over to John.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Yeah.
Well,
Hi.
Even before you said that, I feel a kind of restlessness in your heart a little bit. The energy seems to be a wanderlust, you know? Is it time to... There's a whole new world out there. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And I'm a bit down. I feel the energy is down. I'm down about where I am in the world. You know, I feel as though a bit flat with my prospects in life, where I am. And I used to have a feeling of enthusiasm and I've lost that. And I'm stuck a little bit where I am. Does that kind of resonate with you?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And what's probably draining your energy is the focus on perhaps what's not right, perhaps what I can't do, perhaps the limitations on myself, perhaps you know, maybe there's family connections or connections and it's harder to break them. I feel as though you're low because there is restriction upon you.
Yeah, I've been I'm not well and the finances are really bad. Yeah,
and so it's, you know, some people would come with their energy to me and they've got a known journey ahead. You can sense they want to do a creative project. They've got another career. They want to quit work to do something at home. my sense for you is you just need some kind of enthusiasm. You need to find something to point yourself towards, yeah?
Yeah.
And it's a very much also, I sense around you with the energy. If I see energy around you, I see gaps, I see holes, I see space, as if there's no real people around you you can connect to, closer to you, to kind of have more positive stuff to go through. It's as if there's too many holes and too many loose spaces for you.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's about, and again, it's always obvious to say and easy to say, but tonight is very much a new night for you. It's an online community of spiritually connected people. If spiritual things interest you or whatever areas interest you, you need to plug yourself into a new community. You need to plug yourself into something new. Even if it's online that gives you subjects that you're interested in, I think you've disconnected with where you are and you're now looking for something to plug yourself into, yeah?
I've had a lot of loss, family loss and everything.
Yeah, and a phrase I'm hearing is things aren't the same or it's not the way it used to be. And that's where this hole I said I keep seeing around this space, missing people, missing places, things that almost like the past used to be better. It's not that you want to go back to the past, but you're aware that life seemed brighter back then.
Right.
And your energy's dimmed a little bit. And so it's hard to invest in something new when you've got the past was very bright and you've got to go on without certain people or certain memories and so on. So you're not really sure if you want to go forwards, maybe move on in some way because you've got all your sentiment. You're quite a sentimental soul.
Yes.
Because I can feel this heavy heart. I've got a heavy heart because have you recently, been someone recently, the last passing or the last person who's no longer around, almost was the final point for you of sadness of that proves that things aren't the same. There's a heavy heart around your recent times, very recent.
Yes, my mom just passed away.
And that was the hardest or the worst or made it all no longer how it used to be. It's as if like you could see beautiful new buildings in Nebraska, but it wouldn't mean anything to you now because people aren't around. So there's a very big heavy heart on you at the moment. And it's kind of pulling you down a bit more all the time, very quickly. Yeah. So I'm not a trained professional in this area, but when someone presents, if you like, a little bit of heaviness, I think you need to talk it out. I mean, I know somehow to find ways, whether it's just support groups or something like that. As I said, you need to plug yourself into something that will help you reinvest in the future for yourself. All your energy is almost been invested in the past. And because that's gone, your energy is becoming depleted because there's nothing else that you to plug yourself into. So look for some kind of support groups or talk groups or people to meet and talk through. Because, of course, some of them just have open meetings. We have a thing on the UK called Meetup. I don't know if it's in the States. I want to have a talk to people about a certain thing or I'm interested in spirituality or weight loss or something and I can't afford it, they'll have a free meetup group and I can connect. Very important that you need to connect to that. Essentially, John, if you're there, have you picked up any, I can see a female, have you picked anything up?
Not at the moment, no, carry on for a minute.
Okay, I'm just seeing a lady who was very, loved to do her hair. I don't know if you know a lady, she's shown herself not a very tall lady, very small lady, who was very, very much a hair and making her hair nice was important to her. Does that recognize anyone in your family?
Yes, my mother.
Okay, and I got curls on this lady, as if there's a certain style that she used to like having. Did she like to color it as well?
Yes.
It's like I've got a colored dye on it, like a purple color or something. And, I forgive me, I don't want to get this wrong, and I hope I don't, but you know that Golden Girl, she kind of reminds me of one of those in there because she was a bit of a pocket rocket, really, wasn't she?
I'm sorry, what is that?
She was a bit of a pocket rocket, a smaller lady, but a lot of very strong-willed, loving, but she knew what she thought was right and wrong in the world, okay? And she must have been someone that would have guided you a lot on what was right and wrong in life, and she was very, very determined. It was non-negotiable about what was right and wrong.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah? And so there was no gray areas. It was like, no, that's not right. That's the right thing to do. She also showed me very much about manners, about politeness and so on and so forth. That seemed to be one of the things she wanted. Yeah. And was it cleanliness as well? She liked people to go out smart.
Yes, very much
so. She's saying, you have not been smart recently. That's not what I taught you. It's not me having a go. And she's saying, sure, you've got to get those clothes back on, as if there were certain outfits you would wear, whether it's work or whatever. You've got to get those clothes back on again. Okay? Because have we got interviews to do? Have you got something to do with reapplying for something? She says you've got interviews or something to do.
Oh, I'm trying to find help. Yeah.
Yeah. There's people to talk to, and you need to get those clothes on and do it. Okay? She's talking about 6 months from now. So we're talking around September, October. Was there an anniversary in the family? Was it an important time?
My father's birthday's in October. But...
Okay, she's saying because within 6 months, we need to get you into somewhere that's going to change the direction of where you've been going, because it's like it's been a gradual downhill. We need to get you there. You need to get into talking to people. You need to get your outfit sorted. Okay? Because there's going to be something you have to do, some class, some paperwork, some little training or something that's going to help you get back to the next level. And she said, you know, she's saying like, I love her, but I'm not happy that this has happened, because boy, is she good at something. There's some kind of, have you got some kind of skill, like a career skill that you've put aside or you dropped or something?
I don't know.
She's saying you're good at something and you used to do it and you're not doing it anymore. And she's got a very forceful energy on her. And she's so determined that for you in 6 months' time, things can be good and you can pass something or go on a course or a training course. But you've got to use that skill that you used to use. You're not doing. You know, if she was around now, she scares me a little bit. I don't know her.
Yeah.
You know, it's like she's telling me off, you know. Yep. He's saying, make sure, young man, you get this reading right. I'm not going to waste my time. You've got to get this reading right for this young, for my daughter.
Good.
Yeah.
So
she's saying and she's saying she's going to be with you, and those little things that have moved in the house, the little things that have been moved around, okay? Because if she didn't like something in your house, even though it was your house, she'd move it, would she? Or she'd clean it, or she'd put it where she thinks it should be.
Yeah, she lived with me.
Right. She says she's still doing that, but she's not happy. She says she's not happy that you're not in those clothes, and she says she's not. She said that eating. No, we don't do that. Okay, so I don't know what is you're enjoying, but she's not. She doesn't like it. She said we're not going there.
I don't know.
Whether a certain food you're having at a certain day or a certain way of preparing the food that you never used to do. Maybe she didn't like a microwave and she wanted it cooked. She says, we're not doing it that way. We have to get the nutrition in the right way. So there's something she's not happy with.
Yeah, I'm not.
She's saying you've got to go back to an old skill and you've got to develop it. And she'll help you because she'll encourage you.
I don't know. I used to help people and I used to ride horses.
So
I always wanted to teach children horses.
So when she says that, you know, clothes help. Again, did you have to wear, you had special uniform for wearing when you were teaching the horses, didn't you? Certain riding gear.
Yeah.
So when she says you've got to get back in those clothes again, that's what I feel she's saying. Okay.
Oh, I see.
And find a community, find people nearby, someone who you can connect to, offer to help with, and get back that into it. She's going to guide it. She's going to bring this to you in certain ways, okay? But she's not happy, as if you made a promise when you were younger or a promise at one point that if anything happened, you would do X and Y. She says, you've not kept that. I know you're hurting, but you've not kept that, she said. She's really direct, isn't she?
Yes, but I don't know what she's talking about.
It could be that it was a comment you said once, like, I'll definitely, by the time I'm a certain age, don't worry, Mum, I'll make sure I'm sorted, I'll do that. It could have been something before that you said you would do, and she's holding you to it, because you haven't done it. All right? But I think you're going to have a new focus. She's definitely around you, definitely with you, and wants you to get back into the clothes, and there's some training or course or something you can help out with and volunteer or something, and you can then take an exam with that thing and get back into that as a way of living and work, and that'll be around the 6 month time. So there's definitely better times ahead for you.
Would you ask her what she wants me to do about the house?
She says, do you need it? She says, do you need it?
Yeah, you need somewhere to live.
Okay, then she said, okay. I don't know if you've considered, like, advert for a lodger or an advert for someone to come and share.
Oh, God, no.
She said
I can't even.
She said that you can share it in some way. I don't know if you know anyone that could be a friend or someone like that to share it with. She said there's a sharing you can do. Could be a family member, I don't know, but she's saying she, you know, you can share it.
Okay, well, I don't understand.
Oh. Well, just, she's around you, so kind of just let her, maybe just sense her or whatever. She's very strong-willed. I think the most important thing for her is, you know, get your clothes out, get into an old skill and develop that. I think you'll make contacts there, I just sense a female that may need to stay at the house, and whether it's a relative or a friend of yours or something, there's certainly a female coming who will be around you. I mean, this is less energy and more mediumship, but it was her energy is so strong, and she wants you to get your energy back because you used to be a lot more vibrant in your energy, and you've become a little kind of nothing matters. You've lost interest in a lot of things. She doesn't want that for you.
Right, right. Thank you.
God bless you, yeah? Look after yourself.
Yeah,
and I said, 6 months' time, things, you know, things will open up a lot more for you in the next 6 months, but develop those skills. Go back to it. Be open and have an interest in something. That's what she wants for you.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yes, I know. I've been there twice.
I feel like I'm a burden, you know. All I have is my daughter now. She's out of town, you know, far away.
So we take that energy and it's time to reinvest it into other people will make you feel loved and feel part of things and contribute. So if it's horses and riding, she's talking about those clothes. So that's something to get back into. You can then help other people. So it could be children. It could be disadvantaged people.
Yeah,
there's something
nice.
Which is even disabled. There's lots of groups of people where I feel you're going to feel that your contribution is making a difference to their life as well, and that will give you back life. I like the feeling
that
of the horses.
Good.
Yeah,
thank
good
you.
Good luck.
And it's funny, as you were saying the horses, before you'd even said children, that's exactly what I was getting was, you know, children with needs would benefit from, you know, something like that, you know, especially those that have never been on horses, because there's loads of things that they can do now. But, you know, even over here in the UK, they do it. And, you know, they take groups of children that some of them probably never even seen a horse, you know, and get them to get on it. And they ride it, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I've always had that, even when I was very young, before it was popular. You know, and then I worked with troubled kids, and I wanted to do it for them, you know, not just the physically handicapped, but the kids that are at risk, you know.
Yeah.
It's really good for their soul. But my son
that
was
feels
killed,
right.
And
that feels right.
Things went down the tube, so that dream just kind of got squashed.
Hmm. Okay, well, maybe now it's...
You know, look out for where there may be groups that might want that help again. I mean, whether you get a chance to check online to see if things, something in your area, anywhere there's horses, go and volunteer and help or something.
Right, yeah.
Cool.
Good luck. Look after yourself.
Okay.
All right, thanks very much for calling.
Thanks.
I hope this helped
a
bit.
Thanks for connecting with my mom.
Yeah, God bless.
Appreciate that.
You all
too.
Right, take care. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye. Cool. We've got about 15 minutes left of the show. We've got another caller, 504, coming to over to you in just a second. John, quickly, if you just remind everybody where they can get hold of you.
Yeah, the main thing is, I mean, the modern era, things like Facebook, where I post things like the videos and ideas. So that's John Sherry Energy. You'll see me as a public figure there. On Twitter as well. And my website is theenergyreader.com. And obviously the Energy Reader for the videos, the monthly energy forecasts are on YouTube as well. So take your pick of one of those four.
Brilliant, superb. We're going to go over to our next caller. Hello there and welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Mary Lou and I'm calling from New Orleans.
Hello, Mary Lou. I'm going to hand you straight over to John.
Mary Lou, I love the name. I love the sense of that name. That name suits you, doesn't it?
I hope so.
Yeah, it certainly feels that the name really suits you a lot of things at the moment. Oh, you're a bit of a flower beginning to bloom, aren't you?
I hope so.
Yeah, I really sense that. Have you had some element in your life where you've become free recently, either of a career, a job, a mortgage, a relationship, something? Like, I just see you flowering as if suddenly you've come alive because you're free of something.
I got a divorce about 8 years ago, but does that count?
Well, it depends if in a recent time it's given you time and energy to put into something you want to do. Because it seems like in the last recent time period, I really sense a sense of freedom around you, as if things have begun to open up, or opportunity, or just you feel better about life, as if there's things I want to do.
Yeah.
Are you not sure what?
No, I know exactly what I'm trying to do. It's just not falling into place very easily.
Okay. So we know that this is enthusiasm for this thing to do. My sense of your energy is I just see this element of sometimes you perceive the way you feel it should work. And if it doesn't work that way, it's not working. As opposed to, well, maybe just allow things to maybe show themselves before you respond. You know, have you got a designed route? Somehow you want things to work in a certain way?
Well, basically, I do proposals and I get rejected. So my goal is to do proposals and not be rejected.
Okay. So proposals in what way? For business?
Business art projects. So I do proposals. They fund the ones they want to fund, and it's not mine.
Okay. So my first instinct, as I felt that energy, was, is there look to groups you could partner with? Is there other ways that, for example, you can connect to someone else? So should we both do this together? I feel as though the loan journey from one of the callers earlier, they had to go on their own. For you, I feel you're going to be better off if you can partner with groups or partner with organizations or associations, especially people aligned with your style or your version of art.
Right.
Because I feel that you're going to be better when you're represented with a group rather than when you're on your own in a lot of ways. And also there's an energy around you of, you would be better with almost that kind of support. You like to do things on your own. I feel there's a kind of independence with you. Have you got quite an independent energy?
Yeah.
I mean, I was like that. I was used to be, no, it's got to be not going to be my way, but I prefer to be in control of it all. Not that I was a control freak, but I'm happier, more relaxed when I'm free to be with that. But the universe
because
came along and said,
you want to get it done, sorry? Not talk about because you want to get it done.
Yeah, trusted myself. Yeah, exactly. But the universe came along and said, you know what? What we're going to do is take this away from you. And what you're going to do is, if you have to go with other people, you're going to have your frustration, but you're going to learn so much more because there'll be greater power. And I sense that's the energy for you, that they're encouraging you to partner up or match with other people. Maybe be clear about what you want from it, but equally, the power is in a larger group and a larger thing. And again, we had this in the last caller. There's a children's element. Are you quite interested in art for children in some way?
I have children, but this art that I'm doing is nothing to do with children.
Okay. Hold that in case it comes up, because I can see art relation to children to you, and also a kind of therapy reason for art as well, whether that's not in your persona at the moment. But the energy for you is groups, organizations, partner things, hospital wards where children are, or something like that, somewhere where you can go in and say, could we work together on our art in that way? Think sideways of places where your art can go, and then there could be funding that could be given to you rather than necessarily having just to make proposals all the time. Go with groups and organizations and things like that. I think there's some very, very quick doorways for you that could open very soon.
Okay. Any chance that any of the proposals I have out might get funded?
So one of them's going to come back and ask questions again soon. So I think that if you're flexible in how you deliver it, there's been a recent one that there hasn't been a decision on, that could certainly come back. But don't just say, no, this is the way I do it. Be a little bit flexible, meet them halfway, you'll have your doorway.
Okay, that's what I keep trying.
Yeah, and that's a theme tonight. And with me and John have been there for many years having to work at it. And then something clicks. And so the determination grows your energy. So I'm very proud of you for doing that, and you'll make it work.
Okay, I keep trying.
Yeah, well done. I like the sound of that.
Anything else that you see?
No, I think it's just you've got to stick at it, really. And I think you've got a very determined energy. Perhaps soften your energy a little bit. So sometimes you're so determined it comes across as very strong and over-focused and over, this is the way it's got to be. Soften your energy a little bit. Be more open to what the possibilities could be, or flexible in your approach and saying, I'm going to deliver this, I'd like to deliver that. But, you know, I just think that the energy can sometimes be a little bit in the face or a bit strong, and it might put people off. Just the energy of how you're keen, you're so keen, but now that's possibly moving over into a little bit of frustration as well. So keep the eagerness and the keenness, but always be soften and positive and helpful and so on, because you know you can make a difference, and that's why the frustration is getting in.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you're nearly there. You're nearly there.
All right. So can I ask another off-the-topic question?
Yeah, I think we've got time, John.
Yeah, carry on.
Go for it, yeah.
Okay. Do you see my love life ever taking off?
That's always the question people will ask at the end of the day. Your current vibration, it comes across as you're so determined, and so this is what I'm going to do. As I said, it's not soft enough to bring a kind of relaxed, natural love, someone that's relaxed with themselves. If you can soften your energy in relation to your art and soften the way you come across, yes, absolutely. Because I feel that you would be very good with another creative person, the power of two. So, yes, but I think it's going to be just work on you. Yeah, I think you're going to have quite a long relationship with someone. A very meeting of skills and loves and passions rather than minds.
Okay.
I don't know
right.
his name. That's about it.
Yeah, you got it right with the I need to soften. I apparently come off as intimidating, and it's a little bit funny.
Yeah, and that's what independent people do sometimes. So just kind of be open and flexible the way you do it. Don't be so focused on your agenda all the time. Be a little bit open, and let's see what comes back, and just soften the edges a little bit. After all, you know, that's it is artistic as well. So, as I said, you're nearly there. You're nearly there.
Yay! I want to be there.
You go, girl.
Oh, bless
you. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Absolute pleasure.
Sure,
thank you.
It'll work.
Thank you very much for calling in, and I hope that's helped.
It did. Thank you.
Bless you.
Super.
Take care.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.
I will.
Cool. Wow. Well, an excellent show we've had this evening. We've got about 6 minutes left to go. John, any thoughts on the whole of tonight?
Well, again, I said earlier, there's always a theme, isn't there? And yeah. You see how, that's why I mentioned the theme of April, and because it's already online, people can't say, oh, we recorded it the day after. You can go and look at it. It shows that the energy at the moment is people really trying to release something, something they've wanted to do, a skill, a determination, or letting go of the past, or letting go of things, helping. It's a real crossover period for a lot of people. And I know friends, I think you do, or people just want, I mean, you know, in background of work I do, I've just let go of something I've done for 30 years. So this is the period now. If you're anyone listening tonight, should I let go of this I've done in my career? And I really feel I want to go with that. It's long enough and strong enough for you to go with it, and you're letting go of something, you're completely in the flow of the energy at the moment, and it'll take you somewhere better. So it's always magical. There's always a theme and a thread of the energy running through the call. So no surprise.
Yeah, that's all. Well, we've got a couple of few minutes to go, and I'm going to really throw you on the spot here. What are you feeling with my energy at the minute?
You did throw me on the spot recently at the moment. John, I'll be honest with you. You are in that letting go phase where you want to fully commit all of your energies to spiritual work. And just do pure spiritual work and nothing that, if you like, you know, the normal jobs that pays the bills, nothing wrong with that at all. And you're really looking for signs and determinations that this is the thing to do. And you've had some confirmation from spirit, but you've got to feel it in yourself. You're wanting to make that step and you're nearly there. You know what you need to do. You know that the time's right. You've been told everything will be okay and trust. You've just got to let go of what you think is going to happen or what you feel you might have to leave behind or whatever. So that's what I'm sensing. And you're going to tell me that's right now, aren't you?
I am. That's absolutely spot on, mate. Yeah. It's same as everybody, you know, it's releasing stuff that's the job that, well, I haven't really done a lot of it, to be honest, lately, have I at all? So, you know, I've had my sort of confirmation that it's full-time spiritual work and working for them. And not just in, it was quite funny because it came out the other day as well, and it's not just in doing the readings and things like that. It's actually in everyday life. I was talking to somebody about this today, that spirit work with us and like yourself with your energy, you'll find that it mixes from having that spirit from churches, centers, etc. into everyday life, you know, and not helping people with just messages and things like that, but just in general, you know, being there to help and to serve. So it's definitely on that change at the minute. So thank you very much, John.
No, well, you're aligned with the perfect energies at the moment. So, and all, you know, so you knew that. So trust it. And you said that earlier for a lot of people tonight. If you're feeling something and it's strong enough, trust it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, John, it's been a fantastic show. So thank you very much for joining us once again.
Fantastic. And wish everyone well. And, you know, just keep the trust, keep the faith. Things get better as the year goes on. Things open up more. If you're struggling tonight, keep going. Things are going to come to you.
Brilliant.
Thanks, John.
Thanks very much, John. We'll speak to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye. Wow, what an awesome show we've had tonight with John Sherry, the Energy Reader. You can get him at theenergyreader.com, I think it is, if I've got that correct. We've had some brilliant calls in tonight. Mary Lou, thank you very much for calling in, and Princeton as well. Hope everybody's enjoyed it. Walk with Spirit, thank you very much for coming and joining us, and Mark as well. So we've got a couple of minutes left to go here this evening. I'm back again on Sunday with my normal show on a Sunday night, which is almost like a divine show, I suppose, on a Sunday night, where I work with spirit and angels to pass on love, guidance, and healing, and lots of evidence as well, which is always nice. I do like the Sunday nights. Wednesday night, we have next Wednesday. We have Lorraine Dolan. Now, Lorraine Dolan is an amazing lady. She was my angelic Reiki tutor, and she helped me get my Reiki Master degree. So Lorraine Dolan will be with us next week. She's the angelic communicator. So like I say, she's also the angelic Reiki master. She does sacred geometry. She's also a light body certified. She's a very good spiritual medium as well. And she's also doing the Shambhala multidimensional healer teacher, which is one of her new ones, which is really interesting. So I'm looking forward to having a chat with her a bit more about that kind of stuff. If I remember rightly, if she's going to go on the same lines, she's going to be talking about ascended masters and how we can work with them. And she's going to take some calls as well and do some readings. So yeah, awesome, ladies and gentlemen. We've almost come towards the end of the show. Thank you very much for joining us. Spread the word though, if you can, everybody, because that's what we want to do. We want to get the word out. You can get us on the Facebook and Twitter, LinkedIn. You can also forward the page from Blog Talk Radio. We want to try and reach as many people as we can to help as many people as we can all over the globe. We've had quite a few callers in the past from Italy, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and so on. So it'd be great if we can keep that going. If you've enjoyed the show tonight, please pass it on. Enjoy the rest of your day or the evening, wherever you are, and we'll see you again on Sunday. Thanks very much. Good night.